With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he wants the big, beautiful bill of tax breaks and spending cuts on his desk to be signed into law by the 4th of July. And he's pushing the slow-rolling Senate to make it happen sooner rather than later. Senators want to make changes to protect Medicaid and ensure some tax breaks are permanent. Speaking to reporters on Air Force One, the president says the measure does protect the nation's safety net programs.
We're going to save and totally cherish Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. The Democrats are going to destroy it. They'll destroy it. We're going to save it and make it stronger than ever before.
Mr. Trump says the big, beautiful bill will not hurt Medicaid.
So Medicare, Medicaid, they just make statements. Oh, he's going to talk. We're not touching it other than waste, fraud, and abuse.
Israeli military striking has hit several sites in Beirut's southern suburbs that held underground facilities used by Hezbollah for drone production.
The Israeli military described the locations as underground facilities used by Hezbollah to produce drones. Footage appears to show secondary explosions, suggesting that ammunition was being stored in at least one of the locations hit. What the Israeli military haven't explained is why this attack had to happen at night, shortly after 10 o'clock. Israel has carried out frequent airstrikes across Lebanon on targets it says are linked to Hezbollah.
That is BBC correspondent Hugo Bachega reporting. Ukraine says a large Russian drone and missile attack targeting the eastern city of Kharkiv, killing at least 4 people, wounding 21 more. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia struck with 215 missiles and drones in an attack late Friday night and early Saturday morning. This is SRN News. Pastors in America are, well, staying put.
Lifeway Research has been looking at the data and concludes that only about 1 in 100 of the country's Protestant clergymen leave the ministry in any given year. Just 1.2% of pastors left their job last year, not counting those who retired or passed away. That's about the same as 2015, when 1.3 of them quit. Clergymen are under more pressure these days and have more roles to fill than ever before, but that doesn't seem to be driving them away. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
$1.5 million donated to help rebuild an historic black church gutted by arson. Claiborne Temple in Memphis had been undergoing a renovation when someone set fire inside the building in the early hours of April 28th, destroying almost everything but parts of the facade of the building. That church had played a critical role in the civil rights movement. This is SRN News. Historic move involving college athletes.
A federal judge has signed off on arguably the biggest change in the history of college sports, clearing the way for schools to begin paying their athletes millions of dollars as soon as next month. U.S. Judge Claudia Wilkin approved the final proposal that had been hung up on roster limits. The sweeping terms of the so-called House settlement include approval for each school to share up to $20.5 million with athletes over the next year, and $2.7 billion that will be paid to thousands of former players who were barred from that revenue for years. Ron Taylor reporting.
NTSB finding a fuel leak and several improperly installed parts inside the engine of an American Airlines plane that caught fire after the aircraft landed in March in Denver. Preliminary findings don't identify the cause of the fire. Officials expect to complete that probe sometime next year. More details at srnnews.com.